And welcome back again, you listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Little Joe.
Joseph J. Erdo. I don't care for Little Joe.
I thought we agreed it'd be Little Joe.
It sounds inappropriate.
No, it doesn't. Only if you have that type of mind. Or that type
of mind. It's also inaccurate.
Okay, Little Joe.
Trisha, sure?
Eric, and Kathleen, and this song brought to you by Paul McCartney.
No, of course not. This is Frankie Ford with Sea Cruise. You got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Come on. Ooh-wee. Come on, Dave. Ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee.
I'm done with the ooh-wees. Okay.
Ooh-wee, y'all. All right, well, Breakthrough Entertainment Sea Show in honor of the release of Finding Dory. Sea Cruise. All right, so if anyone is just now joining us, yeah, I am Joseph J. Erdo, and I
Little Joe.
And I go to, I am the best a man can get, Gillette.
Believe that.
No.
I do believe
but
that.
I really, to be honest, I don't use the pickup lines. I use the pickup lines to be cute with my friends.
Oh, that's it?
Is that working
on your friends?
I'm not a cheesy anything. It's working on my friends, I make them laugh, yes.
So it's not effective, but you make them laugh.
Yeah, it's not effective. Well, because I'm not trying anything legitimate. I'm just being...
So it's illegitimate.
No.
That makes sense.
What we were talking about earlier, yeah, we make people laugh. The flirtations and everything, what we were talking with about our star guest Bobby, our star listener Bobby.
But you got to watch out. You could start flirtatious and it could end up like a fatal attraction.
Yeah, it could also end with hurt feelings and everything too.
And
so
that won't be a
love
rabbit.
Love is a very complicated thing.
It won't be a rabbit boiling for you.
No.
It'll be King something duck with soy sauce.
And so we're going over these questions, and now we've got the guest that we were really hoping that we'd get to talk to give me some help, and all of our listeners as well.
Yes.
Relationship coach Marnie Kinries, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I was calling the wrong number. I'm so sorry for being late.
You were probably in a different station. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I heard you. You were great, by the way.
I'm kidding.
Well, we're talking a little bit about some of these things, because and we'll get to them. If by the way, if any of our listeners, if you have any questions, any particular questions, give us a call, 602-252-1480, and maybe that maybe Marnie can give you some advice. She's going to give me some advice.
And
here
in Orange County? The same number.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway.
But also tell us, and also on Periscope, you can ask questions as well.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about the wing girl method. Describe
what you do first, and then the wing girl
method.
There you go. Yeah.
I help men understand women so they can attract, date, and get any woman they want without being a jerk and without being a wimp.
Wow, really? So,
yeah.
So does that mean... Well, I don't know if I should ask this question, but you said to get any women.
What do you mean, like a
relationship, a marriage?
In any way. They want, as long as they do it with integrity. If they want to have one night stands, if they want to date multiple women, if they want to have a long term relationship, if their goal is to get married, I want them to do all of it with integrity, authenticity, and with the inner masculine energy they've always wanted to have. So
and
most
you,
of the guys... Oh, sorry, go on.
Oh, you had Joseph at Get. I got to tell you now.
No. We'll get to that. But my question, earlier in the show, like in our first segment, I was mentioning your website and how you've got this this note on your website that you can... You've got one tip to... And maybe you don't want to share this with us because you want people to go to your website, but one tip to get any woman addicted to you. They were giving me a hard time. Why would you want someone addicted to me? I want a woman to be addicted to me.
He wants to be worshipped, Martin.
Yeah, why?
Everybody wants that. And I'll tell you what. Yeah, I've worked with hundreds of thousands of men from all over the world.
Oh.
And they may not use the word addicted, but that's what they want. They want to be that guy that walks into the room that can talk to any woman and have the options to select from any of them. And that's what I teach guys how to do.
And no matter if you're really good looking or not, it works? Or is that part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's not looks based at all. It's not money based at all. It's based on what you present and the kind of character that you show to women that are around you.
So
I will tell you, looks and money definitely help. I'm not going to say that.
Sorry, Joseph, on both accounts.
Hey!
That's a bonus. I'm just saying that anybody, even if they don't have money and if they're not super attractive with abs and steel, they can still have that same magnetic quality.
So Marnie, if I want my bae to be addicted to me, what advice can you give me?
Well, I have to dig in deeper into you and what's going on with you and whether or not you're addicted to yourself.
Oh,
do you find
okay.
yourself attractive? Do you turn yourself on? Are you doing things that are awesome in your life? Do you talk with, like, passion and drive? Do you present yourself? Like, so we'd have to go a little bit deeper into who you are as a person.
Okay.
But I'll tell you from your voice of what I hear, I'm guessing with women
he likes that show you're... Tunes.
No. I like
coaches.
But I'm guessing with women, you're not very assertive. You may not ask what you want. You may be a little bit more subtle in the way that you present yourself, and you hold back from your true intentions.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just guessing. And I'm guessing you also fall into the friend zone a lot. Like, you shower them with attention, or you're really nice to women to get them to possibly like you, but those things aren't working for you at all. And that's what I'd help you reverse.
Have you stalked me, Marnie? Because it sounds like you know exactly what you're talking about.
She's a psychic, too.
Yeah, she's a psychic. Something here. Because, yeah, that's exactly true. And we've got some you know, talking points. And that's what I want to start with. You know, the friend zone, you know, get out and stay out. So how does one stay out of the friend zone in the first place? How are you seen as a lover and not a friend?
Well, you stop acting so damn friendly. That's the first thing.
Really?
So, yeah, I actually call it the fake boyfriend zone. So what a lot of guys are afraid of is they're afraid that if they show their true sexual intentions, that they're either going to be creepy, they're going to get slapped on the face, like all these negative things could possibly happen if they are assertive and they say what they want in a subtle way. I'm not saying, like, you know, you go up and say, I want to have sex with you right now. But I'm saying that a lot of guys hold back. So instead of putting their intention out there and touching and making eye contact and putting sexual innuendos out there and flirting, they go the reverse direction where they're really nice and they're agreeable and they're polite and they don't really show much or showcase who they are as a man and what they have to offer, which stops any spark, which is what women talk about a lot, from possibly ever happening. If you're holding yourself back, there's no way that you can actually connect to another human being and be open and playful and fun and see if there's actually any chemistry there. So that's what happens to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And what I help guys do is stop that, because it's a waste of their time and they're not getting what they want. But I make sure, because I am a woman, I'm not teaching men how to manipulate or objectify, you know, my gender. I'm teaching them how to do all of it with true integrity and authenticity so that they can get what they want.
Yeah, and just now, if anyone is just now joining us, we are speaking with relationship coach Marnie Kinries. She's telling us about the wing girl method and all these different topics. And so once someone is actually in the friend zone, if a girl or woman sees a guy as a friend, is it possible to get out of that friend zone? And
oh my
if
God,
so, how?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
it is.
Yes, yes. First of all, you reverse your behavior, right? So you slowly start to shift your behavior. So you move away from everything that I was talking before, and you tell yourself, and there's lots of, like, tips and tools that I have to give you so that you can actually speak in another direction and present yourself differently. But you start acting differently in front. You suddenly start touching. You start not being so available. You start challenging and teasing and talking about other women that you're dating so that you're not so centrally focused on this one woman who you are putting off everything else for. That's
so,
one tactic.
So is it trying to make
behavior.
Them a little bit jealous? Is that part of it?
I would say...
No, not available. Fine.
Yeah, it's like you're just not always there for them.
Okay.
So, like, I have a lot of guys who were my guy friends who I knew wanted to be with me, but I knew that whenever I requested, and I wasn't doing this to manipulate them, but whenever I wanted to, I know that they would hang out with me. I know that they would come over at 11 o'clock at night and hear me talk about a bad date. So reversing that behavior where you're like, I'm out right now. I can't come over, but I can come over tomorrow afternoon. I'll take you for lunch. So that's it's reversing the person who's in control. It's like a shared control between both of you, and it's respecting your life and not giving up on who you are for somebody that hasn't really given you back what you put forward.
Okay.
So that's one tactic. The other tactic is to say something, to boldly say something. You know what? We've been friends for a while. I'm starting to see you differently. Let's try it out and see what happens. I think you're this, this, and this. Let's give it a go.
But what if you're shot down then? And then suddenly you've ruined your friendship as well.
Did you really have a friendship?
Okay. All right.
That's true.
Yeah. The thing is that if you really did have a friendship, then you can get over that. You're not saying that you're in love with her. You're not saying you've been pining for years for this girl. You can say, I want to try something. I see you a little bit differently. If she says, you know what, I just don't see you that way. There are two things that you can do. If you really value the friendship, you can say, you know what, okay, I really value this friendship. I want to maintain that. So okay, let's go back to keep being friends, give it a couple of weeks to calm down, and then go back to acting normal. Or you can say, you know what, I really want this. So just know that anytime that we hang out, I'm going to be pursuing you. And if she still doesn't see you in that way after a couple of weeks, then it's up to you to decide whether or not that friendship is really a friendship for you.
So, and I know Joseph, so I think this is what's going through his head right now.
I'm listening.
So you said, you know, you just said, you know, let's, I know we have a friendship, but I'm starting to see you differently. Let's try it out. Now, the question I bet in Joseph's head right now is, what does that mean, try it out? Yeah, a sudden behavior change? Joseph, what is that?
It means let me stick my tongue down your throat. like let's see how that goes. But you can try it out however
you want.
That's
what I was thinking.
You can say, like, next week I'm going to take you out on a date, and that's how I want you to treat it. We're going to go on a date. Or you can get really close to her. You can touch the side of her arm. You can touch the side of her face. You can make eye contact with her and smirk and say, like, let's try this out. And then if she doesn't really move, you can go in for a kiss.
Ooh, yeah. I like this.
Yeah, it's very good advice. It's like, you know,
think he can do it?
Yeah, it's like I want to say, I want you to see me differently. I want you to see me the way that I see you.
Absolutely. And I love how strongly you just said that. So one of the exercises that I give to most of the guys that I work with in the very beginning is to say the phrase, I want, at least 5 times every single day. Because I'm guessing you don't say I want, or you're not assertive in that way.
No, I say, what do you want?
Not very often. You're like, oh, what do you think? I want you to get comfortable with being stronger and seeing how people react to that. So even if you don't have an opinion and somebody says, what do you want for lunch? I don't care. What do you want? You say, I want Chinese food, or I want burgers.
Okay.
Or you can
so that you just get comfortable with that. And that's like a really good way to teach yourself that being assertive doesn't mean that you're a jerk.
Right. I mean, because like it's got to hurt a lot of guys. I mean, if a guy says, you know, I really care for you, or I, you know, the L word, love, you know, it hurts if you reach out to a friend and you say, I love you, and they say, oh, thank you.
Right. Right? Yeah, that's the worst thing in the world.
That is the worst thing in the world.
Oh, that was nice.
It's like, oh, my heart.
No, the worst thing would be, who cares?
Right. Oh, my God.
Well, that would,
like,
be a
well, that would be even worse. But I think that thank you, that's like, it's like, okay, you're grateful for this, but you don't feel it back. And it's like, so it's completely one-sided, and I don't know what
so
where,
what
where
you
to
do,
go from
Joseph.
Here.
So I want you to practice this. What you do is when you make that behavioral change from friend to other, you're going to say, I want you to pay particular attention to the joy you will start to feel as you begin to wonder exactly what is next on the agenda.
That's what I'm going to say.
And that, Marnie, you can
use
that.
You have a great voice. You have a really good voice.
Oh, thank you.
That was his hypnosis voice.
I like it.
Oh, all right, it works.
Wow.
My job is done.
Eureka.
I'm in. All right.
Wow.
So,
well, there's just
notice
so much.
How his voice just went up about an octave.
It did.
It did.
Well, and also, so let's also touch on building your masculine confidence. I think that's really important. You know, it's no lie. I lost 100 pounds several years ago, and
that's amazing.
Thank you. And I am working.
And he works out. Yeah,
and I do work out. Does. And my biceps hurt really bad. Because a couple of days ago I pushed myself a little bit too hard. And so that's part of your masculine confidence, is making sure that you are proud of your body, right?
Yeah, for sure. Proud of who you are in general. Even if you're really heavy and you own it. I know a lot of really fat guys, bald guys, short guys who kill it with girls. So it's not about being like super fit, but overall I would say just taking care of yourself is an attractive quality to anybody.
Okay, all right.
Especially to yourself. You want to take care of yourself.
So if you have thinning hair, it's still possible to get the girl that you want?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Only if
I'll be honest with you. I have a podcast called the Ask Women Podcast, and we talk about this topic a lot. We have a lot of girls come onto the show. We have models, regular girls, very attractive women coming on to just like break down what it is that they want. And we ask them all the time, would you date a short guy? Would you date a bald guy? Would you date a fat guy? And I will say that most often, at the very beginning, they say flat out, no, I would not, unless, and that's usually the follow-up to what they're saying. So if a fat guy is just a fat guy, and he's down on himself, and he has no confidence, he has nothing else going for him, then no, she will not date him. Same thing with a short or a bald man. But if, like, that thinning hairline or his smaller height is not even represented in the way that he talks about himself, and it's not even a factor for him, and he has lots of other things going on for himself, and that slowly starts to fade away, and women start to focus on the other areas. But I will say that there are some women who are like, I will absolutely not date a guy with thinning hair. I will absolutely not date a guy who is shorter than me. And that is their firm boundary. But I will say that most women can shift their attention to other areas that are way more important than those other attributes.
And I give you an example of that. In Century City, I used to have an office in Century City, that's near Beverly Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
And they in the ABC Entertainment Center, which is no longer there, they used to have, I think it was Harry's Bar and Grill, a lot of celebrities. I've seen Sean Connery and other people there. And one day I was sitting having lunch, and this group came in, and it was Danny DeVito. And I got to tell you, his essence was so large. I mean, the guy's probably 4'11", but his essence, his projection was so amazing. He looked like 10 feet tall. I mean, the guy had something.
I love how you say essence. That's actually a better word. I'm going to steal that.
That is quite okay.
I love that. Yeah, because I usually say energy, and then I feel like a hippie for saying those things, and like I feel like people don't value what I'm saying after I say energy. Essence is so much better, because it's absolutely true. There are, like, short, bald, fat guys that I've met before who have this thing, this essence about them.
It's something.
Like you just forget. Yeah, it's something about them where you're just like, you're amazing, I want to be with you.
Yeah, and I was in the bathroom with Sean Connery, but I was combing my hair. Okay.
Well, I think that we definitely have to have you on the show again, because there's so much more to talk about.
And
we've got to do some follow-up on me, see if I'm able to accomplish some of these tasks that
you've
used.
Assignment.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Marty. I would love to work with you. If you want to work, like, separately offline, because I can hear what you need. Like, I can tell your body language is off a little bit. I even the phrases that you said throughout the show, like, I want to help you tweak those things so that you present. I mean, it may not be good for your radio show, but it would be good for your personal life.
Well, yeah.
No, I got an idea. We can have the makeover of Joseph, and we could track his progress every whatever week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and have updates. If
I would love that,
or something,
because you guys are in Los Angeles, right?
No, we're in Phoenix. Are you in L.A.?
Yeah. Oh, because you kept mentioning like L.A. and California.
I grew up in L.A. Yeah,
I commute from San Diego weekly.
I have clients in L.A.
God, you're good.
I do hypnotic language patterns in LA sometimes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes,
my God. I would love to learn about that.
Oh.
I want to learn all about NLP and hypnosis.
Oh, I'm a master.
Really?
Marnie, I'm a master practitioner in neurolinguistic programming. And I.
Oh, my God.
I can. We'll talk out there too.
Get my contact information from your publicist. I would love to work with you and you to help me accomplish some of these tasks that I really need to accomplish. Basically,
yeah, I would love that, and I definitely want to talk about NLP and hypnosis.
I will definitely do that.
Yeah,
I love NLP but let's not turn him into Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay,
you know before we let her go though, yeah. I think you know. When I was reading your bio and a little bit about you and how you became aware of the importance of so many of these aspects of life, you were 20 when you had a stroke. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. At 20, I had a minor bleed in my frontal lobe.
Well, any kind of a bleed in any lobe, but especially right. your frontal lobe is very dangerous.
It was not a great situation. It was horrible. Oh. I didn't have to see it, to be honest. And in my mind, I actually wasn't even going through it. I didn't realize that anything was off with me. But it was a really hard and challenging experience. Half of my body didn't work the same way afterwards. I had very low confidence. I was very uncomfortable in my own skin. And prior to that happening, I used to live in my head. I was insecure and shy, and I was never the outspoken person that I really saw myself being and that I really wanted to be. And so, you know, after I was down on myself for a long time after my stroke, I made a promise to myself that I would learn how to be that person that I saw myself being inside of my head. Like, you know, that person where when you're sitting in a conversation, you see yourself being active in the conversation to make everybody laugh, but you never actually live that out in real life. I want to learn how to be that person. So every exercise that I give to every guy in any of my programs that I have, I went through all of those programs, especially the ones to gain confidence and gain comfort in who you are as a person. I did and set out all these exercises for myself, and I slowly learned how to be comfortable with who I am as a person, and I still strive for that every single day, but I have a tool belt full of tools that help me with my confidence every single day.
Wow. Well, and I think that that adds such veracity to what you have to offer to others, that not mm-hmm. only have you lived through this and come through on the other side to be, you know, at least on appearance level for the rest of us on the outside, to be so confident and comfortable with yourself and to come from the truth within you. I just think that's awesome that you're then taking that and sharing it with others. I think that's absolutely incredible of you.
Thank you. Now I'm blushing, but thank you. I appreciate that. That was really nice.
And so we want to make sure that everyone checks out your best-selling book, That's Not How Men Work, and check out your podcast, Ask Women, and go to www.winggirlmethod.com. We'll definitely have you on again, and like I said, get my information from your publicist so we can work together.
Yes, for sure. And it's actually Get Inside Her is my book for men. But okay. Thanks for having me on the show, and I will definitely get in touch.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Marnie.
Okay, thank you.
Take
Bye.
Care.
Thank you. And I'm sure that title has a double meaning.
Yes. Well, yeah, you get inside the heart. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I want to...
And inside the head.
And inside, like I said earlier, are you an octopus? Octopi.
And should I teach you hypnotic language?
Not at the moment, because
she liked it.
Yeah, I know. No. We're going to get you in touch with her as well. And so now let's not take a break, but let's play a little bit from our song. Of course, because this
I like
is very
the
appropriate. The Sea of Love, right?
This was a good song.
Yeah. By Phil Phillips.
Phil Phillips.
It's very appropriate given our last conversation, right?
How much I love you.
Fuck, you sound like Elvis.
We're going to get to Elvis, actually, in a minute.
Oh,
what?
How do you
do? Do you remember?
By the way, Marnie
met?
Appears to be, at least here, it says 34.
Yeah.
So maybe there's
a
match.
She's got a husband.